Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday, everyone. Big issues, big guests today with Dom and a bunch of other stuff along the way. We will lead off momentarily with arguably who listeners other than Mark Levin wanted to see in the big showdown that happened this week. That would be Professor Alan Dershowitz. He's up first here. A little bit later, Dr. Laura with a lot to say. Let's go to Professor Alan Dershowitz. Professor, welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us in Philadelphia again today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be on your intelligent talk show.
Well, thank you very, very much. You should know that you were number one on our wish list of being in the Jonathan Turley seat this week. And I think it plays out into your ongoing battle around your accuser or accusers out there in the media, that apparently in the Republican inner circle, that's why they didn't go with you, even though I would have loved to have seen that.
Well, no, I appreciate that. It really shows where we are at today. Here we have a false accusation against me, demonstrably false. Her own lawyer admits it was false. She told her best friend she never met me. She wrote emails saying she never met me. The former head of the FBI did an investigation of my travel records and concluded it was impossible for me to have been in the place she was. Everybody knows it's a totally false accusation, but in the age of Me Too, an accusation is tantamount to guilt. That's why I wrote my book, Guilt by Accusation. As the result, I wasn't called as a witness. Look, I think Jonathan Turley did a good job, but we fundamentally disagree, Turley and I. Turley says that a severe abuse of office might be enough to impeach a president. I fundamentally disagree. I have to find it in the Constitution. The Constitution has four criteria: treason, bribery, high crimes, high misdemeanors, and abuse of office is not one of them. The framers rejected open-ended concepts like abuse of office, maladministration, putting your interests over the interests of the national government. If you want to have those as grounds for impeachment, fine, amend the Constitution the way we did in the 25th Amendment. Look, the impeachment provisions that is originally drafted omitted any provision for incapacity, if you had President Wilson who had a stroke. So they couldn't stretch the words of the impeachment provision to include a stroke, so they had to amend the Constitution. That's what they would have to do now. And if you want to prevent presidents from speaking to presidents of the Ukraine and asking for favors, that's easy. Pass legislation making that a crime or making it improper to do. But you can't just make it up as you go along. Jonathan Turley got it right, saying an impeachment proceeding is not like a jazz festival where you can just improvise on the spot and decide what makes the best music. And what the three Democrats did is they told us what they would prefer as criteria for impeachment. But all of those criteria were explicitly rejected by the framers. And you can't just be above the law. You know, everybody says the president's not above the law. They're right. But Congress is not above the law. They can't impeach on grounds that are not specified in the Constitution. And if they do, their impeachment is void, according to Alexander Hamilton.
Well, Professor, you know, just what you've said here would be such an opening, not so much just for this debate with Trump and all the rest, but it might actually compel Americans. You know, if you were enunciating that versus the other side on this, maybe people would be excited by or at least pay a little bit of attention to the Constitution and realize how important this is. And yet Democrats, their go-to seems to be two things here, and you've addressed one, I think. They're calling him a king, and the other is they are talking about the founders lovingly here when usually they don't go that way. They think the Constitution is elastic, if I had to summarize it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And by the way, calling him a king is such a bad analogy. Guess what? The framers were more afraid of, or at least equally afraid of, kings, it would be the House of Representatives, a popular democracy. we are not a parliamentary democracy. In a parliamentary democracy, the legislature is sovereign. They just have a vote of no confidence, and the prime minister is out. The judiciary is not an equal branch of the government. And so the framers didn't want a king, but they also didn't want a legislative sovereign. They wanted a division of authority. They wanted checks and balances. And they wanted both the executive and the legislature to have as the umpire of their actions the judicial branch. Now, look, one of the reasons that people are coming after me for these false accusations is to silence my voice on Donald Trump. I get emails every single day saying, thank God you've been accused. Now nobody's going to listen to you. As you know, CNN has banned me. The 92nd Street Y has banned me. Other institutions, just because of a false accusation. We live in an age of McCarthyism, and McCarthyism is relevant also to what Congress is doing. Remember, during the time I was growing up in McCarthyism, it was the legislature who were issuing subpoenas to people who were suspected of being communists, fellow travelers, lawyers for communists, and it were the civil libertarians who were objecting to these subpoenas and bringing them to court. Now, if you try to bring a congressional subpoena to court, the left is all on top of you saying that's an impeachable offense. There's so much hypocrisy going on out there, and I try to be the voice against hypocrisy. My test is always the shoe on the other foot test. I'm a liberal Democrat who voted for Hillary Clinton, and if Hillary Clinton were impeached, I'd be saying the same thing, but the three Democrats who testified would be saying exactly the opposite. They'd be agreeing with
me. Yeah, that is absolutely the test. You know, I don't know if you saw it. It's a small news item. I don't even have the name of the guy in front of me. It's a former Republican legislator, I think from North Carolina, did an interview yesterday, and he said even before President Clinton was inaugurated, his sole mission in life was to take him out to impeach him. He met with Clinton in his Harlem office, and he confided that to Clinton, who he said first was shocked and then forgiving around that. And the guy has no axe to grind that I know of. That's the other side of it that you're talking about. There was nothing that happened, and he was soul bent on impeaching him because of style, because of politics. And with Trump, I think it's exactly the same thing that's going on here.
Look, I agree with you. In fact, the original title for my book, The Case Against Impeaching Trump, the original title was The Case Against Impeaching Hillary Clinton, because Republicans were saying if Hillary Clinton got elected, many people thought she would be in 2016, they would impeach her on the day she was sworn in. And I started to write my book, A Case Against Impeaching Hillary Clinton. Of course, it didn't turn out that way, so I switched the title, Case Against Impeaching Trump, and I changed the book. But if I had written The Case Against Impeaching Hillary Clinton, they would build a statue to me on Martha's Vineyard. The three experts and the Democrats would be supporting me and saying exactly what I'm saying. What happens is we're weaponizing impeachment. Today we're using it against the Republican duly elected president. Next time we'll use it against the Democrat. It started, you know, it really started with Andrew Johnson, who was improperly impeached because he disagreed with a law of Congress that turned out to be unconstitutional. We just can't be weaponizing impeachment. The only time it was ever properly used was against Richard Nixon.
Yeah, I agree, without a doubt. And that's why it was bipartisan also very clearly. Now, moving forward to Monday, I don't know what to make of this. Wanted to get your take on it. The report from the IG, the Inspector General, and the thing that's come out today is apparently a lot of stuff of the original FISA document. Now, you've been someone that's talked about this court for quite a bit. There is some necessity of it, I get, but I have become more and more suspect of exactly what happens here. And everybody ought to be suspect of what the FBI did to get this rolling.
Absolutely right. And the IG is a very decent career person. He is the only nonpartisan, I think, who's been looking hard at this. And I'm looking forward to his report. The FISA court was misled. And that's a serious matter because they do things ex parte. There's no adversary process. And when you're dealing with a non-adversary process, you have a special obligation to be candid with the court and to include everything. But, I mean, one point I really want to make before we end here, and it's a personal plea. If you want to hear my voice on impeachment, if you want to hear my voice on Israel, if you want to hear my voice on other controversial issues, then you really have to go out and buy my book, Guilt by Accusation, because that will send a message to the powers that be that nobody should take seriously these accusations and that they shouldn't be used to silence me. You can't use false accusations, demonstrably false accusations, to silence somebody, and that's what they've been successfully doing, and we have to fight back against that.
Well, absolutely.
I think I am fighting back, and if people buy the book and read the book and let their views be known, maybe this censorship will end, because we live today in an age of censorship, denial of due process, and the left is primarily responsible for that today.
It's the tables have turned on that, and if they can go after someone like you, given your skill, given your name, given your reputation, your power, if you will, in any arena, then this could be done to anybody. You can be canceled. This is another attempt to cancel you.
I start my book that way by saying, if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody. And how do you protect yourself? I have lived a life where I have never done anything wrong sexually or in any other way. I tell my students, don't even get close to lines. I don't hug. I don't touch. I don't flirt. Since the day I met Jeffrey Epstein, the relevant period of time, I've had sex with one woman, my wife. I have given no cause, 50 years at Harvard, not a single complaint. If I can be falsely accused, anybody can be falsely accused. And if I can't prove my innocence with my overwhelming evidence, my travel records, the emails, nobody can prove their innocence. It's about not only me, it's about your brother, about your son, your uncle, your nephew, even your aunt. Women can be falsely accused too. And so it's very important to fight back against this, not only for me, but for every American who is at risk of being falsely accused.
Thank you, Professor. As always, guilt by association. Have a very nice weekend and come back soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.